From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Carmen Henriquez reports for the Columbia paper that on January 29th, a judge overturned the Germantown Planning Board's approval of a Dollar General store on Route 9G. Acting Supreme Court Justice Henry F. Zwack vacated the Town Planning Board's approval, sending the store's site plan before the Town Zoning Board of Appeals, which will decide if the project complies with town zoning laws. Justice Zwack wrote, and I quote, "The Planning Board had no authority to interpret the town zoning law, which could only be done by the Zoning Board of Appeals," end quote. The Article 78 lawsuit was originally brought by seven Germantown residents: Carol Novell, Karen Targrove, Angela Olszewski, Douglas Trapp, William Kimmel, Arthur Caddy, and Elizabeth Cawley. Many of those petitioners were removed from the case, but Novell and Caddy own property next to the proposed store and were allowed to proceed. Primex Property wants to put the 134 feet deep and 71 feet wide store on a 1.3-acre lot that is in Germantown's Hamlet Commercial Zone and the town's Scenic Viewshed Overlay District. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Chris Bragg reports at Capital Confidential that the administration of Governor Andrew Cuomo repeatedly is refusing to answer whether it has the technological capacity to search through all their employees' emails at once for a particular search term. The Cuomo administration routinely rejects Freedom of Information Law requests that use broad terms, saying that the administration's record-keeping system may not be able to handle them, and staff cannot be forced to perform unreasonable or Herculean tasks. Bragg writes, and I quote, "Organizations like Reinvent Albany have told the Times Union that these types of searches are easily possible for state agencies," end quote. The story notes that the state's Department of Health, for instance, uses Microsoft Office 365, and a Microsoft-issued tutorial seems to show that broad searches of emails for a particular search term are possible without the searcher needing to pre-identify who wrote emails. Read the full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. Richard Moody reports for Columbia Green Media that the Mountain Jam Concert Festival has abandoned Greene County for the Bethel at Bethel Woods Center for the Arts in Sullivan County. Mountain Jam has been held at Hunter Mountain for 14 years. No more, though, as organizers are attempting to capitalize on the 50th anniversary of the Woodstock Festival. Willie Nelson headlines this year's festival June 13th to 16th. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. William J. Kimball reports in the Daily Freeman that the HBO miniseries starring Mark Ruffalo will film this spring in Kingston and along Route 209 and are looking for locals. The production company will hold a casting call February 23rd in Poughkeepsie, with information about the casting call on the Hudson Valley Film Commission's Facebook page. A four-mile stretch of U.S. Route 209 will be shut down for 12 to 24-hour periods in April, June, and August for cameras filming highway scenes for I Know It Must Be True. Route 209 will be closed for filming in both directions from State Route 28 to Sawkill Road on April 23rd, June 3rd, and August 1st. That means, and I quote, approximately 17,200 vehicles would be displaced, end quote, according to the State Department of Transportation. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, wgxc.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.